Welcome back to another episode of Be a Better Baddie. My name is Quenisha, and I am your host, coach, teacher, and fellow baddie. Yeah! If you are new to the channel, thank you so much for coming here. I'm so excited to have you. If you are returning, welcome back, baddie. I am so excited to have you back as well. Today, we're talking about how to be consistent. We've been talking about goals a lot. I love goals, if you couldn't tell. Everything that you want in life requires consistency and discipline of some sort. Though it is cliche, it's still a hard thing to do. It is still a hard thing to maintain discipline and consistency, especially if it's something that's not necessarily embedded in you from a young age. So the thing that is going to help you achieve your goal in 2025 isn't the list of goals that you created. It isn't the vision board. It's the work behind the goals that you set. It is the promise to keep showing up for yourself. It's consistency. Now, a few episodes ago, I talked about confidence and how consistency was one of those foundational pillars in building your confidence. And if you haven't watched that video, I suggest you go watch it. I want to start off with this really, really strong sentence. It's going to ground us for this whole video. Consistency breeds confidence, clarity, and control. Confidence consists of you engaging in repeated actions that build trust in your abilities and show that you're capable of achieving what you set out to do. Clarity comes when you engage in something consistently, and it helps you refine your goals and priorities, and it's going to give you a clear sense of direction over time. And then finally, control. By staying consistent, you are going to take charge of your habits and your outcomes by creating this new sense of stability and empowerment in your life. I'm going to talk a little bit about my favorite hobby, dance. You know, I love to dance, and I feel like dance is serving as my life coach for me at this moment. If I want to become better at dance, if I want to be more confident in dance, that means I need to be consistent with going to dance. I need to show up to class. I need to engage in the class. I need to look at my videos. I need to consistently do things within that realm for me to become a better dancer and to become more confident. It's the same with any goal that you set in life. Anything that you're pursuing, you are going to have to show up for yourself and do the work. In this video, I'm going to share 5 mindsets and practices that you need to adopt if you want to be consistent and actually meet your goals in 2025. Little preface, a lot of this will be framed around health and fitness because I think that that is really the pillar of all of my goals. When I really pour into my health and fitness, then it's easy for me to focus on everything else. That's just me personally. But remember, everything that I discuss can be applied to any aspect of your life. And I'll try to sprinkle in a little bit as well. So I want to start with 1, which is understanding that consistency does not mean showing up 100%, 100% of the time. First and foremost, that is unrealistic. You cannot do 100%, 100% of the time. Because 1, you are going to burn out. 2, you are going to disappoint yourself big time, especially when you don't meet these unrealistic expectations that you set for yourself. Nobody told you to do that. I personally, let this be me telling you, do not do that, okay? Now, what does it mean for you to try to show up 100%, 100% of the time? That means you want to try to meet your macros perfectly every single day. Or even feeling like every single workout, you need to be drenched in sweat, body aching at the end of it. That is not how you approach your goals. And that is not how you become consistent with anything. You are allowed to have off days. And it took me a long time to come to understand that as well. It comes with age. As you age, you learn more, okay? The lessons are sealed into the brain. It's okay for you to have off days. Not only is it okay for you to have off days, you should have off days. Think back to the last video. I said that I am going to schedule days off every month of work just to take a break. Because if I don't take the break, I will break. That's just it. And by the way, I did take off a day for February already, so giving myself a pat on the back for that. I'm already trying to plan what I'm going to do for that day just to do something fun on a weekday. The reason why a lot of us don't want to take off days is because we don't see a purpose in them. But I guarantee you there is a purpose. The purpose of your off days are to rest, restore, and reflect. Rest, restore, and reflect. When you take an off day from working out, you're able to physically rest, restore, your body is not being put under stress for that particular day. Working out is stressing your body out. So you get to restore your body. Your muscles get to kind of relax, do their thing. And you get to reflect. I actually didn't feel good doing that move the other day. Maybe I don't want to do that. Or maybe I need to practice doing that move. Next time I do that workout, I'm going to do it body weight first and then progress with more weight. It gives you a chance to do those things within your diet, right? Do a little cheat meal. When you are eating in a caloric deficit and you have those cheat meals or cheat days, those are needed every so often because it's going to prevent you from binging on foods that you shouldn't eat or foods that don't promote your caloric deficit. It's also going to boost your metabolic rate and overall make you being in this caloric deficit more sustainable. This is all backed by science. So if it applies to your diet, if it applies to working out, it's going to apply to every other aspect. So if you're working on a goal at work, you don't have to be 100% 100% of the time. And I think women of color, first generation, me, I'm a triple whammy. I'm a woman of color, and I'm first generation. So you always feel this constant pressure to always be on, always do it right, because you have so much pressure. You have so many eyes on you. You have so many people depending on you. And girl, we can rest. Okay. So that's the first mindset that you need to ingrain in your head. The second thing you need to do if you plan on being consistent this year is to make a plan. Whatever your goal is, create a plan to achieve it. And there have been some years where I've been so deep with my plan, where I start with my big goal, then I write down the habits that I need to adopt to achieve that goal. Then I talk about the daily actions that I need to do to achieve that goal, and so on and so on. You can be that deep, or it can just be writing down your workout plan. I personally write down my workouts. It could be me going on class pass and signing up for the class. And then I also add it to my calendar, so I know it's on my calendar. This is a result of me already having these systems built in. I know that I will look at this paper when I work out. I know that I always look in my calendar. This is a part of my everyday life. Planning is a part of everything. Even with my meals, I plan out my meals. I plan out my grocery list. I don't just on a whim wake up and decide, what am I going to eat today? For most days. Because some days I am wondering, what am I going to eat today? Because remember, consistency is not being 100%, 100% of the time. Now, when you create a plan, this is you just removing friction. When you are trying to adopt a new habit, create a new system, achieve a new goal, do a new thing, be future you, whatever phrase we want to use, you need to be in a position where you don't have to worry about what you're going to do. You just need to have everything there laid out to do it. Take it a step further. When I am preparing for my week to work out, I'll take out like 3 outfits that I know I'm going to wear. Granted, I'm going to my garage to work out, but I still take out my outfits, what I want to wear for the week, and lay them out. That's 3 days worth of clothes already gone. I've removed one decision from my head. So that means when I wake up in the morning, I don't need to now pull out my workout clothes, look through and figure out what I want to wear. All I need to do is look at the 3 outfits I have chosen. I'm like, okay, I'm pulling this one. And I want to take it a step further. I recently learned about something called implementation intention. The thing about it, about me, is I feel like a lot of these things I do naturally. I had no idea that there was research behind a lot of the things that I do or why I even do them. And of course, the things that I do, I've learned from somewhere else. But the fact of knowing that there's actual research behind some of the practices that I've just adopted over time is mind-blowing. And actually, it makes me feel awesome. So implementation intention is basically this self-regulation tool that bridges the gap between the goal that you want to achieve and the actions that you perform. And it uses an if-then framework. So you use these if-then statements to pre-decide what you're going to do in a particular scenario. If my goal is to drink more water, my statement would be, if I finish my cup of coffee, then I'm going to have a full glass of water. It's more so automating things for you, getting rid of that decision fatigue. So when you think about things that you want to do, I'm going back to working out. If I don't work out in the morning with my planned workout, then that day I still need to hit 10,000 steps and do some type of workout with my 5-pound dumbbells because I obviously didn't feel like working out that day. So I'm just do something little. It could be a 10-minute workout, just doing some upper body stuff. just to get a workout in. Even your worst workout isn't a wasted workout. So plan your day, make a plan, make a contingency plan, and keep going with that. Remember, everything doesn't need to be balls to wall. Now, this third one just may be fitness related, but diversify your workouts, diversify your meals, at least for me. Though I know that you have to be consistent, fitness and nutrition can be boring, especially when you are pursuing a particular goal. That is the easiest way for me to lose interest. The way I diversify my workouts is I have different workouts. So I work out in my garage. And just to go into a little bit more detail, I do one upper body day, two lower body days. And that's typically what I just do in my garage. Another at-home workout I'll do is a mat Pilates with Move with Nicole. And then I do Pure Barre. And I also do dance classes. That's my weekly rotation of workouts that I engage in. And I think they all serve a great purpose. My strength training, obviously we need to lift weights, get stronger, build those muscles, build your bones. Second thing that I do is mat Pilates and barre. I think that both of them serve for my flexibility and my mobility. Flexibility and my mobility. Pure barre and dance class are more of the social fitness thing. All those workouts are diverse. They work together though. They definitely complement each other well. In terms of my meals, I need to have diverse meals. I cannot eat the same thing all the time. And there are times when I'm literally just like, I just want some shrimp, some rice, some broccoli, and call it a day. I don't want to eat anything creative. And there are times when I'm like, I need a curry chicken. So how can I track that? And it's going to be very difficult and it probably won't be tracked accurately, but I'm going to track it as best as I could. So that's just me. I need diversity. I need to shake it up every once in a while because I get bored easily and I need to keep things fresh so that I'm always craving it and I will always pursue it. That could be a personality flaw. I don't know, because it definitely doesn't sound like it could work in other aspects of my life, but I'm doing okay. The fourth thing that you are going to do if you are ready to be consistent and achieve your goals this year is track your progress. I've talked about trackers so many times. I love trackers. It is the educator in me. Humans love to see patterns. Let's go back to elementary school again. Your teacher had that tracker up, whether it was like a green smiley face, a yellow straight face, and a red sad face, or a check mark, whatever it may be. 9 times out of 10, your teacher had some type of behavior tracker up in the class for everyone to see. And you noticed that pattern, and you took that pattern and you made a decision from it. We're going to do the same thing as adults. So you saw that you had green smiley faces across. That means that you internalize it. You are a well-behaved child. And you want to continue getting green smiley faces. And when you get that yellow straight face, you're like, wait, I broke my streak. This isn't who I am. This isn't what I expected from myself. Let me get it together. Now, if I was a child that constantly got yellow straight faces and I happen to get a green one, I'll probably be like, I'm usually pretty average, but today I did good. Now, I'm not sure if they still use behavior trackers in that way in 2025. I don't foresee this current generation of parents being okay with that, but that's another conversation for another day. Either way, we are humans. We like to see patterns. That was an example of a tracker. Now, the reason I love trackers allow you to monitor your progress over time, which in turn is going to serve as a source of motivation for you. And you know, motivation is not easy to come by in these days. So let's pretend we have a fun goal. Let's pretend that our goal is to try 100 different types of cheeses by the end of the year. I guess there are 100 types of cheeses. I don't know. But let's say that that's our goal. You have this tracker and you are writing down the cheeses that you tried and you're rating them. This is going to serve as a motivation for you because you're like looking at all of the different cheeses and you're like, okay, I need to try this one. So that means when you go out next time, you are going to fish for a different type of cheese to make sure that you can add to your tracker. Duolingo and other apps do a great job of this. You're on a streak and you don't want to break that streak. So you do your Duolingo practice, whether it's 5 minutes, 2 minutes, you make sure you get on the app. Again, because I'm going to go back to the top of the video, consistency does not mean 100% of the time. Every time you get on Duolingo, I know you're not doing what you fully should be doing to fully take advantage of the app. Sometimes doing the bare minimum, and that's okay. The bare minimum can be enough sometimes. So I really appreciate those apps that send those reminders. I love my food tracking app because it sends me reminders to track my food. Because sometimes I'm like, oh, I just ate the same thing. I don't need to track it. But it's helpful to go in, track it, see how things are going. The second reason I really love trackers is because they can serve as this nice accountability partner that reminds you, hey, you're slacking. You need to get back in the studio. Let me go back to our fun goal of eating cheeses. Let's say that 3 months have gone by and I'm stuck at 47 cheeses and I know I want to try 100. That tracker, and remember, the tracker needs to be visible. You can't have a hidden tracker and expect it to be effective. It's something that you need to have on your wall, your computer, it just needs to be visible for you to see it. If the tracker is invisible, it doesn't serve a purpose. If the tracker isn't something that you visit every day, it doesn't serve a purpose. So that should have been number one. But let's say you haven't been trying your cheeses. Seeing the time go by and you have not tried new cheeses, that should motivate you to go get some new cheeses. And it should get you back focused on your goal of trying all the cheeses you can try. Another great thing about trackers is that it's going to help you identify those weaknesses. You can see patterns and make those data-driven decisions. So I'm going to go to my food tracking app. When I look at my app for the week and I'm like, I didn't really have that much protein this week, or I didn't have too many carbs this week, or I have way too much fiber. That's why my stomach's been hurting. You can look at your tracker, identify these gaps, and then make a data-driven decision to fix it next week. So that means when I look at whatever I did for the previous few days, I can go and alter my shopping list. I can look for something else that I need in my body that, according to my tracker, I didn't get. And then finally, tracking your progress allows you to see your progress and celebrate milestones. This is especially helpful for those long-term goals where seeing progress isn't that easy and you sometimes forget, like, what am I even doing this for? So if you are working towards a certain shape, figure, body comp, lose weight, gain weight, progress videos and progress pictures work as a great tracker to get you back on track and help you celebrate those milestones. So I know for me, when I lose weight, it is hard for me to see the progress. So I've been using progress videos just to see those differences. And that has been extremely helpful in helping remotivate me, helping me stay on track, and helping me even celebrate milestones, because sometimes I see the scale move, sometimes it doesn't, but I think the pictures and the videos really tell the story. And finally, the last practice that you need to adopt if you want to achieve your goal in 2025 and finally start being consistent is to prioritize the thing that you are working towards. Now, prioritizing things can look different for everyone. For me, it means doing it first thing in the morning. Others, it may mean doing it as soon as they get off work, whatever your schedule looks like, because everyone has different schedules. Prioritize the goal or the habit or the routine that you want to be more consistent in. I work out in the morning because that means that I am prioritizing doing this thing that's important to me first thing in the morning. It's at my peak energy level when I want to work out. And I may not be at my peak energy level, but mentally, I'd rather work out. Over the course of the day, your willpower dwindles down. And doing the things that you need to do in the morning is giving your willpower to those things that matter the most to you. So that now whatever happens during the rest of the day, it happened. That's all the willpower I had, because I am making a case for working out in the morning. By me working out in the morning, it sets the tone for the rest of the day. First thing I do is pour into myself, do the thing that I need to do to achieve my goal, doing the thing that makes me happy, and then everything else will fall into place for the day. However, it's not always the case that I can wake up and work out in the morning. So that means that I need to squeeze it in at some other point of the day. And that goes back to the implementation intention that we talked about. So if I don't work out in the morning, then I know I'm going to hit 10,000 steps and still do some light workout. But even by doing that, I am prioritizing working out, because I am taking note that, hey, I didn't wake up and do this thing that I really wanted to do, but I'm still going to make time to do it and squeeze in some movement at some point during the day. When you continue to prioritize the things that are important to you, you're placing a high value on these things, and you're also creating predictable patterns for you that will allow you to fall in line and become more consistent. So those are my five tips for you to become more consistent this year and actually achieve your goals. I want to bring it back to the sentence that I stated at the beginning of this video. Consistency breeds confidence, clarity, and control. The more you do something, the more confident you become in that thing, the more clarity you gain around why you want to do it, how you want to do it, and the more control you gain of your life. I hope that you all enjoyed this video. Thank you so much for spending some time with me today. If you are not subscribed to the channel or the podcast, be sure to click that button and leave a like below, and we will see each other again next week. And until then, I hope you have a positively productive, self-loving day. Bye.